Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are at in the world. Good morning to you, Superstar Benny.
Hiya, Sue.
How are you today?
Doing very well. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yep. It's almost, you know, the National Love Day.
The National what day?
Love Day.
Oh,
isn't
Love
that
Day.
Valentine's Day?
They said Up Day. I'm like, what's National Up Day mean? Like,
let's make it happen. Woohoo!
That up works. Day. That works.
For those of you in radio world, I'm doing some hand signals. What do you call raise the roof?
Yes.
Yes.
We did that. Hey, we did that in the 2000s.
Oh, thank you, Benny.
I'm just trying to get your...
I'm going to make you play Jiggy With It.
Nope.
Just for that.
I've yes. already vetoed that. With it.
I love it. Oh, welcome you guys. Benny, I love you. Thank you so much. Hey, lots going on. We got Super Bowl. We got Valentine's Day. We've got the Northwest Garden Show. I was teasing you guys about that. I'm going to be there. I'm not quite sure which day, but I hope to see you guys there as well. Hey, listen, you know what? I'm going to talk to you guys. Benny, you're smirking at something.
No, I'm just...
which day I'm going to be there.
Exactly.
Just come and,
yeah. Just show up all every day. Hope you're there.
Show up every day. Yeah. Why not?
I get it.
I could say, yeah. Maybe Friday. I don't know. Whatever. Let's have some fun.
All right.
It's all about supporting, and it's a good thing. Anyways, where I was going with all that, I want to remind all of you to please sign up for the newsletter. You can go to claritywithsue.com and sign up for the newsletter. I am launching a 5-day mini, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about it. It's called Release Your Small T Traumas, and we're going to talk about the nervous system. I call it the crimp in my wiring. We're going to talk about three phases of transformation, and we're going to talk about how your personality creates your personal reality. And then we're going to talk about some habits that you can change, what those look like, defining those. And then we're going to do some Q&As, and then how to sustain all of this change. And I'm redefining and re-educating not only myself, but all of us about what small T trauma is. I'm not a trained psychologist by any means. Don't take it as that. If you've got big T traumas, please get help and find folks that can help you with that. Small T traumas are just like little kinks in the nervous system. You know, somebody said something to you and you get a little trigger. You know, it's these little daily things that happen that we need to be able to self-regulate and bounce back in our life. And those are those little tiny small T traumas. And I'm going to help you guys doing this and reshaping all of that nervous system with reshaping the nervous system responses. You know, it's self-regulating tools, mindset hacks, changing your habits, lifestyle alignments. You guys hear me talk about redesigning and reclaiming your life and its lifestyle. And there is a personal roadmap that we are going to be talking about as well. Also combining 20 years of education, research, and development behind positive psychology, mindset, habits, creating boundaries. We're going to be talking about language of boundaries and helping you with scripts even, and helping you walk through all of that. So if you would like to join us for this 5-day mini, I'd love to see you. It's going to be really powerful. And like you, you know, most of us are in that fight or flight response. We're always on the go, 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 go. I don't teach the Rubik's Cube of personal development. I personally can't retain it if not only if I don't feel safe, but if I can't understand it, like you, I can't understand things like that if it's too complicated and you use big words, especially when I'm already in fight or flight. So with that being said, just know that I always teach. It's always my intention to teach with very relatable, easy, digestible tips and tools that you can apply immediately. So if more money, more joy, more sex, more intimacy, more of what I call the juicy stuff sounds good to you, let's get together and release those small T traumas together. They are going to be the five-day mini is going to be in April. So just go to the website and you'll see it there. And it's just, and if you get, I think it's right there on the website. If not, just type in release your small T traumas and it will pull it all up. I want to remind all of you as well, please go to the iTunes world, the podcast world behind the scenes, and give us a 5-star rating or 6-star, like I like to say, because I like 6 stars way more. We have got a guest coming on today, and we had a little bit of a snafu with the time change. He's coming in from the East Coast, so he's getting himself acclimated and hopefully can join us in a few minutes. Before we bring Matt on, I want to talk to you guys and to those of you within a team leadership environment. This, you know, this could be your Fortune 500s. This could be your nonprofits. This could be at home. This could be a new family. I'm specifically talking about what's been going on in society right now and the big companies and the morale that's diminishing. And we all know that low morale causes employee loss and that interest, right? And they just don't want to go that extra mile. They don't feel valued. Management and those team leaders are, you know, trying to figure out a way to keep the morale up, creating a purposeful team so they can find their purpose again. Really chew on that. Having a team that really has a purpose to stand behind, right? That really has a clear code of conduct that they can stand behind, that everybody is cohesively working together mentally, energetically, versus that chaos. I think that's a really important conversation to have. And if it's something that you guys are dealing with in your team, let's have a conversation because I can help you with that in 90 minutes or less. I'm doing a team leadership 90 minutes or less. Events going into companies and groups like women's groups. And I'd love to talk to you about how to really go from chaos. Is it chaos to cohesiveness? My language, again, it could be a Sueism. Bottom line is there's some morale issues. And you guys have heard me talk about appreciation and gratitude is one of the forefronts of how I live my life. And also, if I get my numbers incorrect, don't quote me on this, but I think it was like 65% of employees do not feel appreciated. So if you are worried about your bottom line, I think that's a really important conversation to have. And really start leaning into your team and your employees and appreciating them and learning how to appreciate them and to learn what's going on in their life and their nervous system, because we all come into life, into our lifestyle, and life, I say as a general term, as a whole, right? With work and personal life, and we get triggered. And those triggers are the eye of the beholder. We have experienced that experience, that external experience by somebody in our past. And then if you show up to a team environment and you don't feel safe, you don't feel that you can speak your truth, or and even to trust and be able to speak up, your team needs you. Your team needs you to speak up and have an opinion and to have a cohesive environment so you guys can work together and create an even better environment at work. So I would love, love, love to have that conversation with you and see if we're the right match. I'm not your standard in the box team leader educator at all. I am out of the box. So if you're looking for new innovative ways, I can certainly have that conversation with you. Just send me an email. You can just send it at sue@claritywithsue.com. Again, it's sue@claritywithsue.com, and just put in the subject line team leadership. There was the Saratoga Institute. I want to talk to you about this. They suggest that the average internal cost of turnovers range from a minimum of 1 year's pay and benefits to the maximum of 2 years salary. Other research indicates that a total turnover cost can reach as high as 150% of an employee's base salary. That's super crazy. High turnover, we need morale and morale boosting. So with that, oh, we got Matt. We got Matt.
How are you, Sue? I love your energy. I love it.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I was just kind of chewing the cud, talking to the audience, educating them. Okay, so let's do the form of bio. Again, welcome. We are super excited to have you. We being me and the Sueville, the tribe, and everybody that's here. Reminding you that we are live on Terrestrial Radio, so we've got to watch our P's and Q's. We say shiitake instead of the other stuff.
I totally get it. No, I just want to express gratitude for the opportunity. So I wanted to say thank you for allowing me to be here with you.
I'm excited to play in the sandbox. Okay, everybody, welcome. Matt LaBrie is born and raised a New Yorker. Is that how you
a
say
New Yorker? That's it. That's the best way to say it.
I love it. Who inevitably caught the hustler spirit that fills his hometown streets. A Forbes 30 under 30 nominee. Matt has worked with, is it Damon? Yep. I'm not sure Damon. How he pronounced. Okay. It is Damon John of the Shark Tank for numerous years before launching his top 1% global rank podcast, Decoding Success, which has featured the likes of Mel Robbins, Grant Cardone, and many more. And also Sonia Choquette, who has also been on here as well.
Which, oh, you've had Sonia.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I love Sonia. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. Well, welcome, sweetheart. I'm so glad to have this conversation
I appreciate
you.
It. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes. Okay, so I do the formal bio, but the audience wants to get to know you, right? Get to know your energy, your why, how this all started for you. And then we can kind of jump in to the whole quantum soup and conversation of the whys. Sound good?
Let's do it. Absolutely. Okay. You lead the way.
Go. Your why, darling.
My why. Wow. Haven't even thought about this in quite some time. I'm going to be honest, but I'm going to say my why. I'm going to get a little spiritual, to be honest. Being that you have Sonia here, I might as well, right?
Yeah.
My why is simply to fulfill the path, the man that I'm supposed to be, which is why God created me. Right. And I don't know what that means exactly, but that's what's coming up for me right now. So I'm going to try and break that down just a little bit, if you don't mind. Essentially, what I'm getting at is I'm just here to serve my greatest potential, you know. Bottom line. And that's my why. That's why I strive for what I do. I'm a very curious millennial that just wants the most out of every bucket of life. And do I have that right this second? Maybe not, but I'm still here and I'm still striving for it. So I think that's what my why is, you know, just the constant pursuit of my greatness.
Good. And the millennials, I love that conversation. But what comes up for me is you standing in the rank to be that example. I was going to talk to you about that generation. I think we've got a little bit of an age difference, but that irrelevant, whatever. However, I love interviewing men specifically that are in the rank, that are showing up, that are doing the work, you know, my air quotes to the radio world. And I was noodling around and snooping around on some of your podcasts and your 11 books. You said, not 10, I'm doing 11, right? You had like this whole stack of books, right?
Right.
And we can talk about that because it's an important conversation to have and bring an awareness to men and women, but men especially. I know it's been 15 years that I've been doing this radio show, but even back then, doing the work, air quotes, and going to these incredible workshops, like, you know, the Wayne Dyers and the Dr. Joe Dispenzas. You know, when I was going, it was all, there was maybe one guy and it was a husband and wife said, you're going or we're getting a divorce, you know, right? And now it has exploded. And I'm so proud of the generation, the men that are stepping up into the rink and choosing to do the work. It's big, brave work, right? Right. Totally.
It is. It is. I just want to throw something out there for the sake of conversation here. I'm curious to learn what your perspective is on this, because in my mid-20s, I was all about going to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within and walking on the fire, going to this workshop, that workshop. I actually now don't feel like that was inner work. And here's why. I say that because I was only able to meet myself where I knew myself.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So when I went to Tony Robbins and we're doing this or that, I didn't know myself enough to meet myself on a deeper level. But I will say I do consider the inner work therapy. And that for me was really the biggest game changer, because I was working one-on-one with someone who was specifically peeling back the layers with me, or showing me where to start peeling that layer. So now if I go to Tony Robbins, I went the last time in 2018, we're in 2023, that's a 5-year difference. Those 5 years were quantum leaps in my life. I'm sure that I would meet myself on a much deeper level. Right. So the reason I say that is because I don't necessarily know if that's doing the work, in my opinion. I'm curious to know what you think.
Oh, I think all of it's doing the work, babe. Yeah. I think I really do. I think, and I had a friend of mine say this to me, you're constantly in a yoga pose, Sue, constantly. And it's just me showing up first and foremost for myself, right? Because this is how I choose to show up. So I set that example. I set that integrity for myself. I call it a personal code of conduct. It's my personal roadmap, right? Yeah. On how I'm going to show up. And I totally agree with you, because with the Tony Robbins example, right? Because you have iterations of your life and its lifestyle, and you come at it, you know what you know, right? What it's Maya Angelou's quote, you don't know
what you don't know.
And then you do better when you do. Yes, yes. And it is that, whether it's, and it could be 5 minutes, Matt, not 5 years. You could have a massive change in your scenario in your life. And I talk about your personality creates your personal reality. Those external circumstances, those external experiences are going to shape what's going on internally. So you have to live a purposeful life. You have to make those choices, right? And getting clear on and who you are and how that's going to be. So going back to the conversation and to answer your question, I think it's fluid. It's always, it's this beautiful tapestry that we keep getting to sew in, right? Or sew out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. I love that. I appreciate your perspective. That's why I asked, you know, just, from a general perspective, when I was not in therapy and I was just doing like the Tony Robbins type of events, I felt like what I was doing was beneficial. I'm not saying that it wasn't beneficial. So I just wanted to clear that up. But I almost felt like what I was doing was just piling information, knowledge, wisdom, however you want to frame it, on top of me versus inside of me. Right? Like I almost felt like I wasn't open where it could be more impactful versus now. So we'll see what happens. It looks like I need to go to a Tony Robbins event.
Yeah. I've gone to his, well, since COVID, I've been to his two big events. Anyways, he's got a couple of the freebies he just did. I was in and out of that, but let's have this conversation again. Going back to that inner work, like you just said, that conversation, because I totally agree with you. There's so many events and workshops that I've been to where I'm like, I've lost my shiitake, right? Mm. And I'm, the premise of me going to this event is to find myself, right? Because I think this external environment is going to help me go deeper and find myself. Now, granted, it's all good. There's going to be light bulb moments. There's going to be people in our environment that we're really going to bond with. I get all of that. It's beautiful. However, for me, and I'm similar to the conversation of what you were just saying, stepping back and going, well, I don't even know who the heck I am, because mm-hmm. I've got so many layers that I'm unraveling. And I know for me, I had to then, I do these workshops, the Tony Robbins, the all of this stuff. And then I had to go back and go, okay, what the heck is going on? Who the bleep am I? And I just piled on more stuff that isn't inside me. So I had to step back and go, okay, who is Sue? How is she showing up in the world? And I'm totally doing a plug, because that's where I come in. That's my niche. That's where I help people getting clear on who they are, because of that chaos that starts happening. You know, you go to these incredible workshops, right? And you get all this wisdom, air quotes, like you were saying, but it still feels like there's a conflict of energy going on inside, because you're like, well, they said that, but I don't know who I am. So should I try that hat on, or should I try that hat on? Right. My analogies, my Sue-isms. Right.
Yeah. No, I get it 100%. I think that one thing that I thought of, just based off what you're saying, back in the day, I found myself trying to find myself, but I didn't have to try to find myself. I had to uncover myself. And I think there's a big difference, right? I think that when you go, like uncover, right? I think for me, the way that I view that is this: when you go searching for something, you know, you could always make the argument that yes, you could search inward without a doubt, but uncover to me means with yourself. It means peeling back, looking or searching, for me, kind of meant outside. And I was always so quick to look outside of myself to try to find myself, versus the opposite, which is what I had to do, which was turn inward. By the way, still doing that. It's not
big
done.
Big brave work. Yeah. Yoga pose.
It's not done, you know, it's still going on. But yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I really am. And I can say that even though we don't know each other that deeply or that well, but you're in the rink, babe. You're showing up, right? And this work, unraveling, uncovering, rediscovering, refiguring out, is big, brave work. And as a society, it's way easier to be in denial, or all the, is, you know, the workaholic isms and the distractions, and the, whether it's, you know, alcohol or, you know, any of that stuff, any of it, right? Moderation, please. But I'm proud of you and setting that example for other men and women. And also, you know, with your podcast as well, you're able to shine that light for other people and your audience too.
I appreciate it. You're giving me an opportunity to practice something I just read, which is accepting compliments. So I am in acceptance of that. Thank you so much for sharing that you're proud of me.
Yes.
I accept that. I will not reject it. I will not deflect it.
Don't you dare. Do you not? No, you cannot.
I won't. That's something I've done for a really long time. I would deflect. I wouldn't reject. I would deflect. So
it's the same dang thing. Come on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is, to an extent. And I just wanted to say that I accept that. So I'm putting
receiver,
that out there.
Receiver, yay!
Yeah,
please
trying
don't
to be.
Turn my gifts away, right? I love this conversation, because if you're trying to gift somebody something and they say, nope, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, as the person giving, sometimes I'm so numb to that, I don't even realize what's happening, right?
Gotcha.
Like, I'm, you know, whether I'm on the giving side of it or on the receiving side of it, sometimes it's conditioning, right? It's just like, I'm so conditioned to either you compliment me, so let me compliment you, right?
Instead of just sitting in it and just...
So that's, it's funny, because that's something that I just read the other night, and I was like, you know what? You definitely do this to an extent.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know when was the last time I did that, but you know, it's definitely something. So this was the universe testing me, per se. And
yay!
I'm just glad that I'm aware of it, because that's the first step, right?
Oh, it is. Awareness is a number one in all of it. You've got to be aware. All right. Well, it's about the 8:30 mark. We are going to take a quick radio commercial break to those of you in the radio world. We are still going to be streaming live on YouTube. So if you want to join us there and see myself and Matt chit-chatting away for the next 3 minutes, we're going to be over there. Just go to 1150 AM KKNW on YouTube. We'll be right back, you guys. Hey there, everyone. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. You also know me as the host and creator of the Gratitude Cafe. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch. All you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com, sign up for the newsletter. And I am creating vitality, abundance, and resilience. I want you to win in life and to reclaim, rediscover, redesign the authentic and genuine you. If that sounds juicy and yummy, come over, let's have a conversation, sign up for the newsletter and or the coaching program and the C2C live online program. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Being hospitalized can be frightening, especially for a child. Here at Encourage Kids, we provide the resources and the funding to bring much-needed reassurance, smiles, and yes, hope to hospitalized kids and their families. I'm Michelle Hall Duncan, President and CEO of Encourage Kids, and I encourage you to learn about our positive and life-altering programs, how we ease the anxiety around hospitalization for every one of our pediatric patients. Join our efforts. Visit encourage-kids.org.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
The writing's on the wall, but if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Ain't gonna go blind.
All right, Matt Labrie, thank you so much for joining us. And it's from New York, isn't it?
From New York. New York, born and raised.
Born and raised. How come you don't have an accent? And then mine's really horrible. New York.
Well, you know why? I think I at times I definitely have an accent, but I think the reason my accent has changed is because of podcasting, to be honest. I think just people won't know where I'm from the way that I speak sometimes. You know, it's just going to speak at colleges and universities, going to speak on podcasts, my podcast, this, that, the other. A lot of speaking out loud to, you know, broad audiences definitely alters your tonality. Yes. And if you and I are hanging out and we're going to grab a slice of pizza, you might hear more New York from me, right? Or if I wasn't speaking so professionally, you would probably hear more New York from me. But yeah, I think it's masked a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. Well, if it slips out here, it's welcome. It is totally welcome. Okay. During the break, we were talking about mastering self, personal and business, and then also your 11 books, air quotes to the radio world, the 11 books. And I wanted to come back to the conversation about human development, personal development, betterment of self, and how important that is. And to, you know, guys, it's baby steps, right? You don't, and because I know for myself, when I have jumped full in, that I'm like, oh, it's just like little tiny micro steps at a time. So Matt, let's have that conversation.
Let's do it. Where do you want me to start with that? Because it's a big topic.
I know. Well, what's your intuition say? Let's go with that.
Well, I could tell you from the past that I'm going to, the first thing that comes to my mind is baby steps versus taking the leap of faith off the cliff and building a plane on the way down. Right.
Guilty.
I've done both. And I'm going to be honest, at one point in my life, I loved the thrill of jumping off the cliff and building a plane on the way down.
Yep.
I don't love that anymore. And it's something that I've come to realize, and it's something that I've been sharing more often recently, because baby steps have, I'm getting the chills, by the way, like all the hair on my arm is standing up, because this
it's
is
like
the truth.
Your receivership, babe. It's just like that. Baby
this
steps.
This is the truth.
That awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the truth for me right now. It's ultimately just putting one foot in front of the other in all areas of life, especially when it comes to the personal development stuff. I'll leave it at that, because I can go down the rabbit hole in so many different directions with that. But ultimately, I think one thing that should be said with this is that you have to find out what it is you like, right? You don't know if you like chicken parm until you try chicken parm. You don't know if you like escargot until you try escargot, or if you don't like escargot. And if you don't like escargot, I might be judging you. But
I've tried it twice. I keep trying it. It's no bueno for this kid.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what I would start with. I think that's what came up for me. The baby steps is where I'm at right now.
The baby steps. Atomic Habits. He talks about 1% change.
Yeah.
1%. That's it.
Yeah.
Just that 1%. I'm going to totally be there as your accountability with that receivership, because it is going to change your life.
Yeah. And it's something that needs to be worked
on. Not to generalize, but I'm just going to say, as Sue, the female, raised three girls, you know, all of that, for years, I put everybody else before me, right?
And very then, easy for a mother to do.
Oh, so easy. Yes, mothers, all that stuff. And also when I would get the gifts of love or the gifts of appreciation, the gifts of I'm proud of you, I would almost be paralyzed by it, because I didn't have that belief in me. I didn't think I was enough, right?
Yeah.
And now that's completely changed. I'm like, give me those gifts, bring it, smear it all over. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, when you can make that shift, it's powerful, you know,
so
but
powerful.
It definitely, and I like that you bring up the 1%, and I know that James mentions in that book, although I haven't read it, I've definitely kind of got like the Cliff Notes or Spark Notes version of it. And even if you do something just for like 2 minutes a day, or, you know, you just approach it very small, which, you know, even if it's bringing awareness to when someone compliments you, just like, what happened? I think that's enough to start something, you know?
And then you build that trust, right? You build that, not only do you build that trust internally, but externally, because then your frequencies and your energies all start aligning up, and these external experiences, because your internal frequency has changed, right? My language, above the line. I even have a tattoo that says, I love you, in my handwriting, and a line under it to remind myself to stay above the line in love. And it's my handwriting, so I can't not see it, right?
What does above the line mean?
Above the line is keeping your energy, your emotions in appreciation, gratitude, and love.
Mm.
Keep yourself above the line, not bigger, better, or greater. It's just a mental reminder, you know, kind of like a sticky note that says, above the line, babe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having a conversation within myself, just like I said, above the line, babe, you're good. It was just a contrast. It was just an experience, right?
Yeah.
Instead of beating yourself up and going down the shame hole, because that's not a good frequency. I don't want that in your body or my body.
Yeah, I've been there many times over, you know, low vibe. I mean, even fear stuff, that's all stuff that I'm still working on, you know? That's not
it's
a place that
a
I want to be
in the wire, right? It's just a little crink in the wire. That's all right. It is. Well, there could be really big ones. I talk about small T traumas and big T traumas, but they're, you know, I talk about the little ones because that's where I'm focusing on. But you know, it's just a kink in the wire. Just if you're in that trigger, if you're in that moment, that's because you're either thinking of the past, something that happens and ain't serving you, so let it go, or you're trying to control what's happening in the future, right?
Mm. Absolutely.
Swipe left.
Yeah.
Right. How's the dating scene in New York?
Interesting. you know what? For my age, I just turned 30, and it's really interesting because my generation is just hyper focused on the outside world. I was a part of this, for a long period of time. I was a part of this, and I still am to an extent, and I can still find myself trying to find worth in the outside world. But I will say that it's not easy to find, as a heterosexual male, it's not easy to find a female partner that's on this wavelength per se. And maybe that just means I'm not in the right places. So I'm not putting that on females that are in my age in New York. So please do not take it that way. But no, I just throw that out there.
Oh, yeah, right? Totally. Disclaimer. Yeah.
I don't want to come off like Mr. Perfect. That's not what I'm here to do.
Nope, that's not you.
Yeah, but I will say that I find the women that I am attracted to are not attracted to what I'm also attracted to. So they're into driving a certain car, wearing a certain watch, having a certain bag, going to a certain type of restaurant. And that's all good and dandy. I'm not shaming that by any means, but I just can't vibe with that.
Like, it's not your focus.
It's not my focus. So like for me, I oftentimes find myself connecting with women that I really, really vibe with. What's interesting enough is that they're not in my state. And it's weird. It's a very, very tricky game per se.
Isn't there a big cultural difference, energetic difference? I mean, we're talking New York. It's, you know, and I say this for me, I'm obviously on the complete other side, but I've been to New York, and I'm not poo-pooing New York. I've got friends and family in New York. I've stayed there. I love you, audience. Don't take it as this. I don't want emails. I love you. There's a different frequency, and there's a massive rush in New York, right?
Yeah.
Rush.
Heavy masculine energy. Yeah. Heavy masculine energy. And I don't necessarily think that's just New York. I think that's what society has fed everyone for a very long time now. And it's caught on. You know, things take time to catch on, and it's caught on. By no means am I saying that a woman shouldn't strive in her career. Like, I'm not saying that.
No.
But at the same time, like, we all need to be able to transition from energy to energy and ensure that we're able to, you know, feel safe in a man's masculine energy, and for a man to feel safe to be in his feminine energy, back and forth, whatever it may be, right?
Oh, totally.
I think my generation is lacking that to an extent, and that impacts dating, you know. And also, I'm going to be honest, outside of everything I just mentioned, one thing that I haven't mentioned is the fact that a lot of millennials my age, men and women included, they're just hurt. They're very hurt. They're very, very hurt. The last woman I dated, I absolutely loved to the death of me, but she was so hurt. Mm. And hurt people, you know? And I mean, granted, it was a win for me because it exposed my attraction to the hurt.
Ooh.
But that's a very deep talk. But a lot of people my age are hurt. And they're just attracted to what has hurt them or what they're conditioned to believe love is. Yes. And that's not me. You know? Yeah. So It's interesting, but at the end of the day, you know, it needs to be navigated. This is where I live, so I take it day by day.
Well, I love that. I love the conversation that you're having. Well, first and foremost, you were able to sit in that awareness and discern, right? And I, for me personally, and it's the yoga pose, right, Matt? It's, I really work hard to sit in hyper awareness, not hyper vigilance, massive difference, because I've lived my life in that trauma state. And I don't, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hyper awareness of my experiences, hyper awareness of how I'm showing up, conversating. I call it even exchange of energy, whether it's personal or business. How are we exchanging, right? And having that, where was I going with that conversation? Because you said something about, oh, the nervous system. And I was going with, there's so much pain and that conversation about being unconsciously addicted to the chemicals that are being released.
Yeah.
And when I have that conversation with people, they look at me and they go, I am not addicted to anything. And I'm like, well, hold on, hold on. You're not, your body is, you're getting these chemical releases that's juicing up your adrenals, you know, that fight or flight, and your body's addicted to that. Right.
Yeah.
And also the letdown, there's both sides.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, and you said it best, like, I don't think the person in their highest self is addicted to it, but their subconscious sure is, right? It's familiar. It's familiar. It's very, very familiar. And like I said, I got caught up in that. I still am caught up in that. Those are things that I'm working on without a doubt. But
totally. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an everyday thing to show up for yourself and bring that awareness and do the work to do what you have to do to expose that. But like I said, it's just, it's very, very tricky to navigate, you know?
It is. And having that awareness, my ex, this was always a thing. Those triggers.
Yeah.
Stop triggering me. Have you said that before?
I haven't. I've never said that to anyone.
Good for you. Oh my gosh. Because it's the eye of the beholder. I'm like, uh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? I've never said that because there is a lack of radical responsibility by telling someone they're triggering you.
Yes.
Right. It's one thing to communicate and say, hey, when you do this, this is what comes up for me.
Well, that's a safety conversation. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a heightened awareness conversation. So yes, please say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different. But when you use the word or the phrase, you're triggering me, you're casting blame upon someone for essentially you not doing what you're supposed to do for yourself.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So they're exactly. It's so funny you say that. You know, we're everyone's mirror, right? And everyone's our mirror too. So at the end of the day, if something's popping up and you're just like, hey, like, what's going on here? You got to turn inward, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I got in a bit of a pissy match on Sunday. I was out with a friend and I was getting really frustrated. And I'm just like, Sue, what are you? Because I usually don't get that inside me. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
One, I don't want that. And I just kind of had to sit with it. And I was getting busy and frustrated with the external situation. I was just, you know, whatever. Right. And I just had to just say, all right, Sue, what are you doing? You're triggered. Mm-hmm. Something's going on. Take some deep breaths. Release it. That breathing thing. Brothers and sisters, it's free. There's no coupon. There's nothing. Just breathe. And it totally calms everything down, right? But it's having that awareness. It really is having that awareness because
it's...
Go ahead,
it's Matt. A game changer. No, I was just going to say it's a game changer. That's what I was just going to chime in with. It's a game changer.
11 books. Obviously you've read more than just the 11 that I've been pinging and talking about. but are there some big takeaways that are coming up for you now within our conversation, or something that's maybe forefront that you've had a conversation about that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I think there's definitely one thing that comes up for me, and it's something that I really feel compelled to share right now because we're both you know, going back and forth about life experiences, whether it be dating, past partners, whether it be personal development, events, this, that, and the other. I want to share this, right? This was huge for me. Mm-hmm. We obviously don't get to control everything that has happened to us in our life. I think most of us would like to control it, but life would be pretty boring if we did, and it would be very predictable. So what I'm going to share is an equation, and this equation, I did not come up with this. So I'm going to give kudos to John Gordon, who is the individual that has shared this with me. He's the author of many books over, best-selling author, New York Times, this, that, the other, an incredible individual. And he wrote a book called The Energy Bus. It is such a good book. It's such an easy read, as all of his books are, by the way. And in that book, there was just something that really hit home for me. And it was an equation. And I'm going to be honest, I stink at math. Like, I am so bad at math. So,
and it's not, you know, a limiting belief, you guys.
It's just true. It's just true. And I have accepted that. But this has nothing to do with math, numbers-wise.
Okay.
The equation is E plus P equals O. And as mentioned, the first part is the events. We don't get to control every single event that happens to us. A lot of it, you know, we do have a good control of what happens. We have control for the most part. A lot of us have control about what we're going to eat today. We have, you know, control about what we're going to put on our body, what time we're going to shower, what time we're going to do this, that, the other, right? We have some sort of freedom where we're able to control that. But a lot of the other times, knock on wood, nothing bad happens, but sometimes it does, right? So we don't have control over that. But what we do have control over is the P. The P stands for perspective. So it's events plus perspective equals O, and O stands for outcome. Events plus perspective equals the outcome. So again, we can't control all the events, but what we can control is the P and how we perceive them. And how we perceive the events is truthfully how we determine the outcome of what happens in our life. The reason this is coming up is because we're talking about dating. We're talking about, you know, personal development growth, turning inward, this, that, the other. And at the end of the day, it's not easy to go through a tough time in your life and sit there and say, I'm perceiving this as a win, or, you know, I'm not like that. I mean, trust me, I get angry. I have cried. I have this, I have that.
Normal, brave work, babe.
Six months down the road, 1 year down the road, you know, 6 years down the road, you look back and you're like, you know what? I really needed that girl to break my heart, or I really needed that business venture to fall through, or I really needed that whatever to send me to therapy, right? Like, whatever it is, when you look back and you see the true perspective of it, it determines everything.
Oh, I love that. It really provides opportunity, right? You say, yeah. Outcome. Another O word for me is that opportunity, right?
Yeah.
And the hurdles in life, right? The hurdles in life, sometimes you can go smoothly over them. Sometimes you smack right into them. Sometimes you just, it stops you right, yeah. Right there. And if you can have a mindset of just an experience, I'm just learning. It's an opportunity for me to learn in this moment. The heartbreak, the business venture, yeah. You know, the, even to the parking spot when you pull into the grocery store, you didn't get it, or somebody ran a red light, thank God you stopped. There is always those moments in time where you just, there's always the bigger reason, right? There's that,
yeah.
There's always a bigger reason. And to be able to sit in that space without being triggered from the past, trying to control the future and the outcome, and just sitting with it and having that faith and trust that everything's working out for me. Everything is as it should be, right?
It's a different mindset when you can get there. It's so different. I'm going to be honest. I'm not always there, but I will say this because you brought up the books. Reading helps you get there, yes. Right? Like, for instance, I just finished a book yesterday called Battle Cry. Subtitle is Waging the War Within.
Ooh.
Waging and Winning the War Within.
Okay.
But it's by Jason Wilson, an incredible individual who grew up in the inner cities of Detroit. I'm sure you can imagine what that was like. It was not an easy life for him. And he talks about gun violence, gangs, his desires to be in hip hop, this, whatever. I just finished that book yesterday. And this is what I mean. And this is the point I'm trying to make. That book was the book that taught me that I need to do a better job at accepting compliments. You know, so like just trying to connect everything we're talking about here. 11 books that I've posted or whatever the case may be, like it all leads to, if you're able to comprehend and apply it, it leads to you being able to apply that equation to your life too, you know? Mm. So there's a lot, there's definitely a lot, but it's an absolute game changer when you can get in that mindset and be a student of life, right? And just, you know, just don't shoot for perfectionism when you try to apply this stuff, and you're golden, you know, like you said, 1%.
1%. And there's no such thing as perfect. It's just perfect effort. It's just effort. It's just making the choice. You have to choose to cross the bridge of fear. You have to choose to cross that bridge. It's an initiation, right? Yeah. It really is. And to have it be from a mindset of above the line, right? Mm. Not the below, the resentment, the shames and all the guilts. And I call it the sticky stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want the sticky stuff in my body energetically, metaphorically, mentally, psychologically. I don't want that in my body or anybody else's body. So really teaching and educating or having people like you on the show or, you know, above and beyond all of that, reminding us that we don't have to be stuck in the sticky stuff. We don't have to be, yeah, we just don't have to be in that sticky stuff. All right, we've got a couple more minutes before we've got to end the live radio show. Is there anything that you'd like to end with, Matt?
Gratitude, saying thank you for this opportunity. You know, I'm very, very grateful for this. I love your energy. I love what you put out into the world. I am purely grateful for this opportunity to stand here with you and chop it up and have a good time talking. I've really enjoyed this, so I just wanted to make sure that I'm saying thank you to you. That is exactly what I would like to end this with.
Thank you. Full receivership. Full receivership.
There you go.
All right, you guys, we've got about a minute left. I'm going to wrap up the show. Matt, thank you. Stay on for just a second. The rest of you, if you guys want to get a hold of Matt, I'm going to have all this stuff in the show notes where you can listen to his podcast. It's actually on Instagram already. For you that want to get a copy of the show, just go to claritywithsue.com and you can just sign up for the newsletter. It's love bumps into your email box. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. And until then, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
A new day, the game has changed, the pieces in place, and now we're moving. We shine in this new light and live how we want. Yeah, fresh start, light that spark, and we take off. Yeah, we'll be flying. We're here, a brand new game.